98.5 Star 98. It's time now for In the Kitchen with Laura McKenna.
All right, are you ready for it? We've got a brand new recipe.
Yeah, baby.
That's right.
We dip.
This dip has been in the making for a few weeks now because I just wanted to perfect it. So I kept bringing in different samples, and I had you and Bill Rabior from the Star 98 News Department taste test, and I think we finally have the right measurements, the right ingredients. And so all you will need will be a few different kinds of beans, some cream cheese, diced tomatoes. Now, if you want a little bit spicier, you can use the Rotel tomatoes with the green chilies in. But if it's more like mild, kid-friendly, maybe they don't like that kind of spiciness, you can also use just regular diced tomatoes with like the basil or oregano, the Italian blend, whatever it is. So you can kind of customize it to your own taste. And then a packet of taco seasoning. You throw all that in a crock pot. Super, super easy. Serve with tortilla chips. It's delicious.
It is.
And you even like it.
I can attest to it. I know that during the perfecting process, I was able to taste all of it. And it was really, really good. And super easy.
Yeah,
it really
is. I mean, I literally the one day I made it here in the studio.
Yeah.
I brought my can opener in, opened the beans, threw them in the crock pot. And the problem was when I started perfecting this recipe, I was still kind of getting over that whole like cold flu sickness thing. So I couldn't really taste.
Yeah.
So I almost didn't trust you guys. I'm like, no, seriously, like, is it good? Because I can't smell. I can't taste. I can't even deal with life. So like, you have to be honest. And both of you are like, yeah, it's good.
It's
I'm like,
good.
No, I need like specifics. Like, does it need more of this? Does it need more of that? And you both were like, no, it's good. Like, just leave it alone. I'm like, no, I don't. I can't leave it alone.
And now that you have your taste buds back, now you know.
Yeah, now it's good. Now, I prefer more of, like, the spicier version with Rotel tomatoes. But like I said, you can totally customize it exactly how you want. And you can get the recipe at star98.net. Just click the In the Kitchen link. Or if you're friends with us on Facebook, you can get the link right there. Super easy.
What? Hold on. What is the name of this dip? I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Are you serious?
Well, I wanted to make it cute. So it's Where You Been All My Life dip. Get it? Where You Been? Because there's beans in it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Where You Been All My Life dip.
You don't have to have a name for it, though, every time. Bean dip would be sufficient.
Yeah,
I think.
But people already make bean dip. And then it's like, no, you have to, Where You Been
What?
All My Life dip. Listen, and I'm going to tell you this right now. When you make it, if I'm being honest, it's going to look like somebody threw up in the crock pot. Well, it's not a good looking dip.
You already have ugly corn dip, right?
Yes.
Is that what you have?
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, you don't have to name everything and try to be clever.
What, I could have called it ugly bean dip as well, but I figured maybe your Super Bowl guest this weekend maybe wouldn't want two ugly dips on the table.
The ugly
called ugly dips.
Ugly bean dip would have been better than, what is this one called?
Where You Been All My Life dip.
Good Lord. Star98.net to find more In the Kitchen tips.